Estuve esperándolo desde temprano esta mañana.
I was waiting for him since early this morning.
Breakdown.
Estuve.
Is the preterite form of the verb.
Estar.
To be, in the first person singular.
It indicates an action that started and finished in the past.
Esperando.
Is the present participle of the verb.
Esperar.
To wait.
In this case, it is used to express an action that was ongoing in the past.
Lo.
Is a direct object pronoun referring to the masculine singular noun, him or it, which is not explicitly stated in the sentence, but is implied.
Desde.
Is a preposition meaning since or from.
Temprano.
Is an adjective meaning early.
Esta.
Is a determiner meaning this.
Mañana.
Is a noun meaning morning.
Key concepts.
Present participle. The present participle is formed by adding endio to the stem of the verb.
It is used to express an action that is ongoing.
Preterite tense. The preterite tense is used to describe actions that started and finished in the past.
Direct object pronoun.
Direct object pronouns replace the object of the verb.
Translation with eSpeak NG.
I was esperando
lo
since early this morning.
Se negaron a liberar a los rehenes.
They refused to release the hostages.
Breakdown.
Se.
This is the reflexive pronoun, which in this case means they, as the subject of the verb is plural.
It is used with the verb
negar
to indicate that the action is performed upon themselves, meaning they refused to do something to themselves.
Negaron.
This is the past tense of the verb
negar,
which means to refuse or to deny.
Here it is conjugated in the third person plural, indicating that the action was performed by multiple people.
Ah.
This is the preposition.
Ah.
Meaning, to, or, at, and it is used before the direct object.
Liberar.
Liberar.
This is the infinitive verb.
Liberar.
Meaning, to release, or, to free.
Ah.
This is the preposition.
Ah.
Meaning, to, or, at, and it is used before the direct object.
Los rehenes.
Los.
This is the masculine plural definite article, meaning, the.
Rehenes.
This is the noun.
Rehenes.
Meaning, hostages.
Key concepts.
Reflexive pronoun.
Se.
Is used to indicate that the subject of the verb performs an action on themselves.
Direct object.
The phrase,
a los rehenes,
is the direct object of the verb,
liberar,
meaning the hostages are the ones being released.
Prepositions.
The prepositions,
a,
are used to show the relationship between the verb and the objects.
¿Cuál es tu canción favorita?
What is your favorite song?
This sentence uses the interrogative pronoun
¿cuál?,
which means which, and is used to ask about a specific item from a group.
In this case, it is asking about a specific song.
Tú
is the possessive adjective for your.
It is used to indicate that the song belongs to the person being asked.
Canción
is the noun for song.
Favorita
is the feminine singular form of the adjective, favorite.
It is used to describe the song that the person likes the most.
Finally, the question mark at the end indicates that the sentence is a question.
He oído mucho acerca de usted.
I have heard a lot about you.
He
is the third person singular form of the verb,
oír.
To hear, which is a regular verb in the
presente perfecto.
Present perfect tense.
Oído.
Is the past participle of
oír. mucho means a lot or much. Acerca de means about. Usted means you, formal. The entire sentence translates to, I have heard a lot about you. The use of the presente perfecto suggests that the speaker has heard something about you in the past, and still knows about it. Está muy frágil. The person is very fragile. Está is the third person singular present tense of the verb. Estar. To be. It means, is, or, he slash she slash it is. Muy. Means, very. Frágil. Means, fragile. Tom era un mal estudiante. Tom was a bad student. Breakdown. Tom. This is the subject of the sentence, the person being discussed. It's a proper noun, meaning it refers to a specific person. Era. This is the verb, to be, in the imperfect tense, indicating a past action, or state that was ongoing, or repeated. In this case, it implies that Tom was consistently a bad student. Un. This is the indefinite article, a, indicating that Tom was one of many bad students. Mal. This is an adjective meaning, bad, modifying the noun, estudiant, student, estudiante. This is the noun, student, the object of the sentence that describes Tom's characteristic. Key concepts. Imperfect tense. The verb, era, is in the imperfect tense, which indicates a past action, or state that was ongoing, or repeated. Adjectives. The adjective, mal, modifies the noun, estudiante, to describe the type of student Tom was. Indefinite article. The indefinite article, un, means, and is used when referring to something in a general sense, as opposed to a specific individual. Las matemáticas son mi asignatura favorita. Mathematics is my favorite subject. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Las is the definite article for feminine plural nouns, meaning the. Matemáticas is the feminine plural noun for mathematics. Son is the third person plural form of the verb ser, meaning a. Me is the possessive adjective meaning my. Asignatura is the feminine noun meaning subject. Favorita is the feminine singular adjective meaning favorite. Key concept. In Spanish, nouns have genders, masculine or feminine. This affects the articles and adjectives used to describe them. For example, the definite article, the, is, el, for masculine singular nouns and la, for feminine singular nouns. The adjective, favorite, is favorito, for masculine nouns and favorita, for feminine nouns. Será mejor que te levantes temprano. It would be better for you to wake up early. Breakdown. Será. This is the future tense of the verb ser. To be. It is used to express what is likely to happen, or what is advisable. In this case, it is a polite way to suggest something. Mejor. This is an adjective meaning, better. It is used here as an adverb, modifying the verb. Ser. Que. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. It indicates that the following clause is a consequence, or result of the previous one. Te. This is the object pronoun, you, in the informal, singular form. Levantes. This is the present subjunctive of the verb. Levantar. To rise, to get up. The subjunctive mood is used here to express a suggestion, recommendation, or desirability. Temprano. This is an adjective meaning, early. It modifies the verb. Levantes. indicating when to get up. Key concepts. Future tense. Used to express what is likely to happen, or what is advisable. Subjunctive mood. Used to express suggestion, recommendation, or desirability. Object pronoun. Replaces the noun that is the object of the verb. Me pregunto si se casará con él. I wonder if she will marry him. Breakdown. Me. This is the pronoun, I, in the nominative case, meaning it's the subject of the sentence. Pregunto. This is the verb, to ask, in the first person singular present indicative tense, indicating that, I, am asking. See. This is the conjunction, if, introducing a clause that expresses a condition, or doubt. Say. This is the reflexive pronoun, she, or, himself slash herself, indicating that the action of the verb, casas, is directed back to the subject. Casará. This is the verb, to marry, in the third person singular future indicative tense, indicating that the action will happen in the future. Con. This is the preposition, with, indicating, who the subject will marry. El. This is the pronoun, he, in the nominative case, referring to the male person that, she, will marry. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. Casas, is a reflexive verb, meaning the action is directed back to the subject. The reflexive pronoun, se, is necessary for the verb to make sense. Future tense. The verb, casará, is in the future tense, indicating that the action will happen in the future. This is used to express uncertainty about whether the event will actually occur. Conditional clause. The phrase, si se casará con él, is a conditional clause, expressing a condition, or doubt. It is introduced by the conjunction, si. Tom le preguntó a Mary si acaso realmente estaba feliz con su nuevo empleo. Tom asked Mary if she was truly happy with her new job. Breakdown. Tom is the subject of the sentence. Le is the indirect object pronoun, meaning, to him slash her. This pronoun replaces the phrase, a Mary, to Mary, for dramatical efficiency. Pregunto is the verb, to ask, in the preterite tense, indicating a past action that was completed. Amari is the indirect object of the sentence. Si is a conjunction meaning, if, introducing a subordinate clause. Acaso means, perhaps, or, by any chance, adding a slight uncertainty to the question. Realmente is an adverb meaning, truly, or, really, emphasizing the sincerity of the question. Estaba is the verb, to be, in the imperfect tense, expressing a state of being in the past. Feliz is an adjective meaning, happy. Con is a preposition meaning, with. Su is the possessive adjective, his or her slash its, referring to Mary's new job. Nuevo is an adjective meaning, new. Empleo is a noun meaning, job. Key concepts. Indirect object pronoun. The use of le instead of repeating the indirect object. Amari is a common grammatical feature in Spanish. Subordinate clause. The clause. Si acaso realmente estaba feliz con su nuevo empleo. Depends on the main clause. Tom le preguntó. Adverbs. Acaso. And. Realmente. Are adverbs that modify the verbs and adjectives in the sentence. Possessive adjectives. Su. Indicates that the new job belongs to Mary. El soldado apuntó con su arma al hombre. The soldier pointed his weapon at the man. The sentence is in the past tense, indicating that the action has already happened. The verb, appunto, is the past tense of the verb, appunta, which means, to point. Here's a breakdown. El soldado. Colon, this is the subject of the sentence, meaning, the soldier. Apunto. Colon, this is the verb, pointed, in the past tense. Con su. Colon, this is a prepositional phrase meaning, with his arma. Colon, this is a noun referring to, weapon, al hombre. Colon, this is a prepositional phrase meaning, at the man. The sentence is a simple sentence with a subject, verb, and direct object. It also utilizes two prepositional phrases to provide more context about the action. El departamento de juguetería está en la quinta planta. The toy department is on the fifth floor. Breakdown. El. This is the definite article, the, in the masculine singular form. Departamento. This means, department. Here, it refers to a specific section of a store. De. This is the preposition of. Juguetería. This is the noun, toy store, or, toy department. Está. This is the present tense form of the verb, estar, which means, to be, and is used to indicate location. En. This is the preposition, on, or, in. La. This is the definite article, the, in the feminine singular form. Quinta. This is the ordinal number, fifth. Planta. This means, floor, in the context of a building. Key concepts. Gender agreement. The definite articles. El. And. La. Agree in gender with the nouns they modify. Prepositions. The prepositions. De. And. En. Are essential for establishing the relationships between the words in the sentence. Present tense of estar. The verb. Estar. Is used to indicate the location of the toy department. Vendré a verte el domingo a las tres de la tarde. I will come to see you on Sunday at 3 in the afternoon. This sentence uses the future tense in Spanish, indicated by the verb. Vendré. Which is the future form of the verb. Venir. To come. The pronoun. Yo. I, is implied in the future tense conjugation. The preposition, a, indicates direction, and is used with the verb, ver. To see, to mean, to see someone. The phrase, el domingo, on Sunday, indicates the day of the week, and, a las tres de la tarde, at 3 in the afternoon, indicates the time. The preposition, de, is used to specify the part of the day. ¿Quién rompió esto? Who broke this? The sentence. ¿Quién rompió esto? Is a question in Spanish. ¿Quién? Translates to, who? And is the subject of the sentence. It is an interrogative pronoun. Rompió. Is the past tense of the verb. Romper. Which means, to break. Esto. Is a demonstrative pronoun meaning, this. The sentence structure is simple. Interrogative pronoun plus verb plus object. ¿Podría indicarme el camino a la estación? Could you please tell me how to get to the train station? This sentence is a polite request for directions. Let's break down the grammar. Podría indicarme el camino a la estación? Podría is the formal polite form of could you. It is used when speaking to someone you don't know well, or someone older than you. Indicar is the infinitive, indicar, conjugated in the formal polite form, usted, of the conditional tense. It means, to tell me. El camino is the masculine singular definite article, the, and the noun, path, road, way. In this context, it means, the way to get there. alla estacion is the preposition, to, followed by the definite article, the, and the noun, station. Let's break down the sentence further. Podría. This is a polite way to ask for a favor. It's similar to saying, would you be able to? Indicar, this is the verb, indicar, which means, to indicate, or, to tell. It's conjugated in the conditional tense, which expresses a polite request, or possibility. El camino, this is the definite article, the, followed by the noun, camino, which means, path, or, way. Here, it refers to the route, or direction. A la estación, this is the preposition, a, to, followed by the definite article, la, the, and the noun, estación, which means, station, as in train station. So, the entire phrase is asking, could you please tell me the way to the train station? Somos buenos amigos, pero tenemos poco en común. We are good friends, but we have little in common. Breakdown. Somos. We are, this is the present tense of the verb. Ser. To be, conjugated for the first person plural, we. Buenos. Good, this is the masculine plural form of the adjective. Bueno. Good, which agrees in gender and number with the noun. Amigos. Amigos. Friends, this is the masculine plural form of the noun. Amigo. Friend. Pero. But, this is a conjunction that introduces a contrasting element. Tenemos. We have, this is the present tense of the verb. Tener. To have, conjugated for the first person plural, we. Poco. Little, this is an adjective that modifies the noun. En común. En común. In common, this is a prepositional phrase that indicates a shared characteristic. Key concepts. Agreement. The adjectives. Buenos. And. Poco. Agree in gender and number with the nouns they modify. Verb conjugation. The verbs. Ser. And. Tener. Are conjugated in the present tense to indicate an ongoing state, or action. Prepositional phrases. The phrase, en común, modifies the verb, tenemos, and clarifies what is being shared. Veo una reina. I see a queen. The sentence uses the present tense of the verb, ver, which means, to see. The conjugation for, I, is, veo una, is the indefinite article, a, or, an, in English. Reina, means, queen. Tom los observó cuidadosamente. He carefully observed them. Breakdown. Tom. Tom. Is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Los. Los. Is the direct object pronoun, meaning, them, and referring to a group of people, or things. Observo. Observo. Is the past tense of the verb. Observar. Meaning, to observe, cuidadosamente. Cuidadosamente. Is an adverb meaning, carefully. The sentence structure is simple, and straightforward. The subject, Tom, performs the action of observing, and the object of his observation is, them, represented by the pronoun, los. The adverb, cuidadosamente, modifies the verb, observó, indicating that the action was performed carefully. Tom era capaz de cruzar el río a nado, pero María tenía que esperar a que alguien la llevara en barca. Tom was able to swim across the river, but María had to wait for someone to take her in a boat. Breakdown. Tom era capaz de cruzar el río a nado. Tom is the subject of the sentence, and it's in the masculine singular form. Era is the third person singular preterite form of the verb. Ser. To be. The preterite tense is used to describe a completed action in the past. Capaz is an adjective meaning capable. It's in the masculine singular form to agree with the subject. Tom. Decruzar is an infinitive phrase acting as a complement of the adjective. Capaz. It means, of crossing. El río is the direct object of the verb. Cruzar. To cross. Anado is an adverbial phrase meaning, by swimming. Piero Mariottini aquesperara que alguien la levara en barca. Pero is a conjunction that introduces a contrast between the two clauses. María is the subject of the second clause. Tenía que esperar means, had to wait. It is a verb phrase made up of the verb tener, to have, plus the infinitive. Esperar, to wait. Tenía is the third person singular imperfect form of tener, which is used to describe a repeated or ongoing action in the past. A que alguien la llevara en barca is a subordinate clause that explains what Maria had to wait for. A que means until or to. Alguien is the subject of the verb llevara. La is a direct object pronoun referring to Maria. Llevara is the third person singular past subjunctive form of the verb llevar. To take, which is used in this case to express uncertainty or a hypothetical situation. Embarca is an adverbial phrase meaning, in a boat. Key concepts. Preterite vs. Imperfect tense. The preterite tense, era, is used for completed actions in the past, while the imperfect tense, tenía, is used for repeated or ongoing actions in the past. Infinitive phrases. The infinitive phrase, decruzar, functions as a complement of the adjective, capaz. Subordinate clauses. The clause, a que alguien la llevara en barca, explains the reason for Maria's waiting. Subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood, llevara, is used to express uncertainty or a hypothetical situation. Tu amigo también está durmiendo. Is your friend sleeping too? This sentence is a question in the presente. Present tense of the verb estar. To be. It uses the interrogative pronoun is at the beginning to indicate a question. Breakdown. Is tu your amigo friend también also está is durmiendo sleeping. Key concepts. Estar plus gerundio. Gerund is used to express an action that is ongoing. También also is used to emphasize that the action is also being performed by someone else. ¿Qué tal una cerveza? This is a casual invitation to have a beer. ¿Qué tal? Is a common way to start a conversation, meaning, how about? Or, what do you think of? Una cerveza is a feminine noun meaning, a beer. So, the sentence translates to, how about a beer? You could also respond to this with, she, por favor, which means, yes, please. Dejemos que hagan su trabajo. Let them do their work. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. Digimos is the first person plural. Present subjunctive of the verb dejar, to let. It is used here to express a suggestion or recommendation. Que is a conjunction that introduces the subjunctive clause. Hagen is the third person plural. Present subjunctive of the verb hacer. To do. Su is the possessive adjective. Meaning the trabajo is the noun. Meaning work. Key concepts. The imperative. Mood is used to give commands or make requests. The subjunctive. Mood is used to express a suggestion, recommendation, or possibility. The present subjunctive is used to express actions that are happening now or are ongoing. Me hubiera gustado que hubieses venido con nosotros. I would have liked it if you had come with us. The sentence uses the conditional perfect tense, hubieras venido, which is formed by combining the conditional tense of the verb, haber, hubiera, hubieras, hubiera, etc., with the past participle of the main verb, venido. In this case, this tense expresses a hypothetical situation or wish in the past. The phrase, con nosotros, means, with us, and indicates that the speaker wanted the person addressed to join them in a past activity. The entire sentence expresses a wish or regret that the person addressed did not participate in an activity with the speaker and others. Tomás tiene tres diccionarios de francés. Tomás has three French dictionaries. Breakdown. Tomás. Tomás. This is a proper noun, meaning a person's name. It's the subject of the sentence. Tiene. Tiene. This is the third person singular present tense of the verb. Tener. Meaning, to have. Tres. Tres. This is a number, meaning, three. Diccionarios. Diccionarios. This is a noun meaning dictionaries. De. This is a preposition meaning of. Francais. Francais. This is an adjective meaning French. Ese hombre mayor es muy tiquismiquis para comer. That older man is very picky about his food. Breakdown. Ese. This is a demonstrative adjective meaning that, and refers to the man who is being described. Hombre. This is a noun meaning man. Mayor. This is an adjective meaning older, and modifies the noun man. Es. This is the third person singular form of the verb to be in the present tense. Muy. This is an adverb meaning very. Tiquis miquis. This is an adjective meaning picky. Para. This is a preposition meaning for and indicates the purpose. Comer. This is an infinitive verb meaning to eat. Key concepts. Adjectives. We see the use of the demonstrative adjective. Ese. And the adjectives. Mayor. And. Tiquis miquis. To describe the man. Verb, ser, to be. The verb, es, is the third person singular present tense form of the verb, ser, to be, and is used to connect the subject, the man, with the adjective, tiquismiquis. Infinitive, the infinitive, comer. To eat, indicates the action of eating. Estas personas fueron muy afortunadas. These people were very lucky. The sentence is in the preterite tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now finished. The verb ser is used with the adjective afortunadas to describe the people. Afortunadas is the feminine plural form of the adjective afortunado, which means lucky. En este momento estoy ocupado cocinando. I am busy cooking right now. En este momento. Translates to, at this moment, or, right now. It indicates the present time. Estoy. is the present tense of the verb estar. To be, conjugated in the first person singular. It indicates a state of being. Ocupado means busy. It modifies the verb estar and describes the state of being. Cocinando is the present participle of the verb cocinar. To cook. It describes the action being performed. The sentence structure is simple. Subject. Yo. I, implied, plus verb. Estoy. Am, plus adjective. Ocupado. Busy, plus participle. Cocinando. Cooking. Trabajar nunca mató a nadie. Pero. ¿Por qué arriesgarse? Working has never killed anyone, but why take the risk? This sentence uses a common Spanish idiom. Trabajar nunca mató a nadie. Which means, working has never killed anyone. This is a humorous way to say that work is not dangerous. The second part of the sentence uses a rhetorical question. ¿Por qué arriesgarse? Which means, why take the risk? This part of the sentence implies that the speaker does not want to work. Key concepts. Idiom. Trabajar nunca mató a nadie. Rhetorical question. ¿Por qué arriesgarse? Negative statement. The first part of the sentence uses a negative statement to emphasize the point that working is not dangerous. Humor. The sentence uses humor to make a point about the speaker's aversion to work. No siento que pueda confiar en lo que él dice. I don't feel like I can trust what he says. The sentence uses the verb sentir, which means to feel in this context. It is used to express an opinion or belief. The phrase que pueda confiar is a subjunctive clause that expresses a possibility or uncertainty. The subjunctive mood is used when the speaker is expressing an opinion, belief, or emotion. The phrase en lo que él dice means in what he says and refers to the content of his speech. Lo is a pronoun that replaces the noun phrase lo que él dice. The sentence structure is a negative sentence with the verb sentir, conjugated in the present tense, followed by the subjunctive clause and the object of the verb sentir, which is the phrase en lo que él dice. Deberíamos desechar todo el asunto. We should throw the whole thing away. Breakdown. Deberíamos is the conditional form of the verb deber. To have to slash ought to. It expresses a suggestion or recommendation. Desechar means to discard or to throw away. Todo means all or everything. El asunto means the matter or the issue. Key concept. The conditional form deberíamos is used to express a suggestion or recommendation. Hablar claramente. Speak clearly. This sentence uses the imperativo mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The imperativo form of hablar. To speak, for the ustedes, you all, form is hablar. The word claramente is an adverb meaning clearly. El cliente está de acuerdo. The client agrees. Breakdown. El. The definite article, masculine singular. Cliente. Client, masculine noun. Está. Is present tense of the verb. Estar. To be. De acuerdo. In agreement, prepositional phrase, literally, of agreement. Key concepts. Estar. Plus. De acuerdo. This is a common way to express agreement in Spanish. El. Definite article use is important to note as it signals a specific client known by both parties. Llévate mi coche. Take my car. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. Llévate is the imperative form of the verb llevar, which means to take or to carry. The T at the end is the direct object pronoun, which means you in this case. So, llévate means take you. My is the possessive adjective, my, and modifies coche, which means car. The sentence can be broken down as follows. Llévate, take you, my, coche, car. Tom se pasa todo el día sentado en su habitación sin hacer nada. Tom spends the whole day sitting in his room doing nothing. Breakdown. Tom. This is the name Tom, the subject of the sentence. Se pasa. This is a reflexive verb in the third person singular present tense. It means, to spend, in this context, but it literally translates to, he slash she slash it passes himself slash herself slash itself. Todo. This is an adjective meaning, all, or, whole. El día. This is a noun phrase meaning, the day. Sentado. This is a past participle used as an adjective meaning, sitting. En. This is a preposition meaning, in. Su. This is a possessive adjective meaning, his. Habitación. This is a noun meaning, room. Seen. This is a preposition meaning, without. Hacer. This is an infinitive verb meaning, to do. Nada. This is a pronoun meaning, nothing. Key concepts. Reflexive verb. The verb. Se pasa. Is a reflexive verb, which means that the action of the verb is directed back to the subject. Past participle as adjective. The word. Sentado. Is a past participle, but it functions as an adjective in this sentence, describing Tom's state. Prepositions. The prepositions en and seen show the relationship between the noun phrases and the verbs. Me acuerdo bien de Tom. I remember Tom well. Breakdown. Me. This is the direct object pronoun, me, in the first person singular. It acts as the subject of the verb, acordar, to remember, in this sentence. Acuerdo. This is the first person singular present tense form of the verb, acordar, to remember. It implies that the speaker is the one remembering Tom. Bien. This is an adverb that means, well, or, clearly, in this context. It modifies the verb, acordar, and emphasizes the strength of the speaker's memory. De. This is a preposition that indicates the object of the memory, in this case, Tom. Tom. This is the name of the person being remembered. Key concepts. Direct object pronouns. Me. Is a direct object pronoun because it receives the action of the verb, acordar. Present tense. The verb. Acuerdo. Is in the present tense, indicating that the action of remembering is happening currently. Adverbs. Bien. Modifies the verb, and adds information about how the speaker remembers Tom. Prepositions. De. Shows the connection between the verb, and the object of the memory. Tom no tenía ni idea de a dónde iba Mary. Tom had no idea where Mary was going. Breakdown. Tom. Tom. This is the subject of the sentence. No tenía. No tenía. This is the verb in the past tense, meaning didn't have. It's the negative form of tener, to have. Ni idea. Ni idea. This literally means not even an idea. It emphasizes the complete lack of knowledge. The redond. Wer wohnte? This is a prepositional phrase that means where in this context. Adond is used when we are talking about a place that someone is going. Eber. Eva. This is the verb, to go, in the past tense, conjugated in the third person singular, she slash he slash it. Mary. Mari. This is the object of the preposition, der Adond. Key concepts. Negative construction. The sentence uses the negative construction, no, followed by the verb, tenor, to express that Tom didn't have any knowledge. Prepositional phrase. The phrase, der Adond, acts as a prepositional phrase, adding information about the place Mary was going. Past tense. Both verbs, tenia, and eber, are in the past tense, indicating that the events happened in the past. Third person singular. The verb, eber, is in the third person singular, because it refers to Mary. Quisiera un vodka con tonica. I would like a vodka and tonic. Quisiera is the first person singular conjugation of the verb querer, to want, but in the conditional tense. The conditional tense expresses a polite request or desire. Un is the masculine singular definite article meaning a. Vodka is a noun and is the name of the alcoholic beverage. Con is a preposition meaning with. Tonica is a noun, and is the name of the beverage, tonic water. Necesito saber que sabes. I need to know what you know. Breakdown. Necesito is the first person singular form of the verb. Necesitar. To need. Saber is the infinitive form of the verb to know. Que is an interrogative pronoun meaning what. Sabes is the second person singular form of the verb. Saber. To know. Key concepts. This sentence uses a direct object pronoun, que. To ask what the subject knows. Saber. Is often used to express knowledge or understanding, but in this context, it is used to ask about someone's abilities or skills. No fue Tom quien prendió la fogata. It wasn't Tom who lit the campfire. The sentence uses the negative form of the verb ser, to be, with the impersonal pronoun no, not. This creates a structure that emphasizes the subject not performing the action. The subject, Tom, is introduced by the relative pronoun quien, who, and is the one who is not performing the action of lighting the campfire. The verb prendió lit is the past participle of the verb prender, to light. This form of the verb is used in conjunction with the verb ser, to express the passive voice, indicating that Tom is not the one who performed the action of lighting the campfire. Finally, the object, la fogata. The campfire receives the action of being lit. Ella me enseñó a hacer una página en internet. She taught me how to make a webpage. Breakdown. Ella. Ella. She, the subject of the sentence, me. Me. Me, the indirect object, indicating who was taught, enseñó. Enseñó. Taught, the past tense verb, a hacer, a hacer. To make, infinitive verb used after, enseñar, to indicate the action being taught, una página. A webpage, the direct object, an internet, en internet. On the internet, prepositional phrase indicating where the webpage is made. Key concepts. Indirect object pronoun, me, is an indirect object pronoun, indicating who receives the action of the verb. Infinitive after, enseñar, the verb, hacer. To make, is used in the infinitive form after, enseñar, to express the action being taught. Prepositional phrase. an internet, is a prepositional phrase that modifies the verb, hacer. Tom derramó la leche. Tom spilled the milk. Breakdown. Tom. This is the subject of the sentence, indicating who performed the action. Derramó. Derramó. This is the past tense of the verb. Derramar. To spill, indicating that the action happened in the past. La leche. La leche. This is the direct object of the sentence, indicating what was spilled. La is the feminine singular definite article, meaning the. Leche is the noun, milk. Key concepts. Subject-verb-object structure. This sentence follows the basic subject-verb-object structure common in Spanish and English. Past tense. The verb is conjugated in the past tense, indicating that the action took place in the past. Definite articles. The definite article, la, is used to indicate that the milk is specific and known. ¿Quieres saber la verdad? Do you want to know the truth? This sentence uses the informal tú form of the verb querer, which means to want or to desire. The conjugation querés is the informal second person singular present tense form. The at the beginning indicates a question. Saber means to know. The word la is the definite article, the, in the feminine singular form, and verdad means truth. The entire sentence translates to, do you want to know the truth? Tales accidentes son comunes. These accidents are common. Breakdown. Tales. These, this is a demonstrative adjective, indicating proximity to the speaker. In this case, it refers to the accidents mentioned previously. Accidentes. Accidents, this is a noun, plural form of accidente. Accident. Son. This is the third person plural form of the verb, ser, to be. Comunes. Common, this is an adjective describing the accidents. Key concepts. Demonstrative adjectives. Tales. Indicates that the accidents are known to the speaker and the listener. Verb conjugation. The verb, ser, is conjugated in the third person plural form to agree with the plural noun. Accidentes. Adjective agreement. The adjective. Comunes. Agrees in number and gender with the noun. Accidentes. Ahora voy para allá. I am going over there now. This sentence uses the present progressive tense in Spanish, which is formed with the verb ir. To go, conjugated in the present tense plus the preposition para. Plus the adverb allá. Over there. Ahora. Means now, and indicates the immediacy of the action. Voy is the first person singular present tense conjugation of ir. To go. Para is a preposition indicating direction towards a place. A ira is an adverb indicating a location that is not here. Therefore, the sentence literally translates to, now I go towards there. Necesito más espacio. I need more space. This sentence is very simple and expresses a need. Necesito means I need. It is the first person singular form of the verb necesitar, which means to need. Más means more. Espacio means space. The sentence is in the present tense. Escoge cualquiera de estos. Choose any of these. The sentence is a command, telling someone to choose any of the options given. Breakdown. Escoge. This is the imperative form of the verb. escoger. To choose, in the second person singular, which means you, informal. In this context, it is telling the listener to choose cualquiera. This means any or anyone. It acts as an adjective modifying the noun that follows de. This is a preposition that means of or from and is used to indicate a selection from a group or set. Estos. This is the masculine plural of este. This, and refers to the options that have been previously presented. In other words, the sentence is telling the listener to pick any one of the options that have already been mentioned.